Once upon a time, there were two beautiful kittens, Itty the kitty and Bitty the kitty corn. They loved to sing, dance, eat tuna, and especially go on adventures. In fact, they're on an adventure right now.
Itty bitty,
itty bitty,
itty and bitty,
itty and bitty,
kitty tails,
kitty tails,
woo!
This episode is called Bitty Builds a Robot. One sunny afternoon, Bitty was sitting on her porch drinking a glass of tuna lemonade, yuck, and reading a magazine called The Daily News. There was an article in The Daily News that said there was a robot building contest. Bitty was super excited. Itty! Itty! She ran over to Itty's house. Look at this robot contest. You know, I think I'll enter.
But you've never built a robot before, said Itty.
Well, of course. Like, it's not like you have to know how to build a robot to enter a robot building contest, right?
I guess not. Well, why don't we try now?
So they started to build a robot.
Itty said, this isn't that much fun, you know? I think I'm going to go for a walk at the park. You want to come with me?
Nah, I want to keep building the robot.
So, Itty went for her walk, and Bitty kept building.
Clank, clank, clank!
Finally, it was done.
Beautiful, she said. It's just missing one thing.
She ran into her house and got a pair of clip-on cat ears.
Perfect, she said.
The next day, Bitty invited Itty over to her house.
Hi, Bitty, said Itty.
Hello, said a strange voice.
Bitty? Is your voice hoarse? Are you okay?
Hello, I am not Bitty. I am Bitty's robot. My name is Blah Blah Boba Biado Daddy.
Can I just call you Blah?
No.
Oh, you're kind of in a bad mood.
I am not.
Suddenly, Bitty came in.
Hi. Hi, Itty. So, this is my robot. Right now, she's kind of grumpy, but she is so cool. Like, she can clean your whole house for you.
She can? Itty really didn't like cleaning because it meant getting her paws wet.
Yeah. So, do you want me to show you?
The robot started to run around the house with a vacuum. Within 5 minutes, the whole house was clean. And then, the robot started to vacuum the ceilings.
That's okay, said Bitty. You don't need to do that.
Yes, I must. This whole house must be clean, spick and span.
Okay, Bitty.
Well, it's so cool because it can do anything you ask it. Like, it can make breakfast for you, it can clean your house, it can make your bed, anything you want.
Cool. Can I borrow it?
Sure, said Bitty. So, that afternoon, Itty went home with the robot.
Hi, she said. How are you doing?
I am fine. Thank you.
Oh, good. That's good. So, can you please help me clean my house?
Yes, that is what I'm made for.
Thanks.
What would you like me to do?
Clean my house. I just told you.
What chore?
You know what? Can you start by vacuuming just like you did in, Bitty's house?
Of course.
So the robot started to vacuum. But then, all of a sudden, it went out of control. It vacuumed so fast.
Wait, look out, said Bitty. But it was too late. The robot smashed the vacuum into Bitty's foot, and the vacuum started to suck Itty up.
Ah, stop the vacuum.
The robot stopped the vacuum.
I am sorry, mammal creature with fuzzy tail and ears.
I'm a cat.
Oh, how do you spell that?
I don't know. I can't read.
Okay, so
Can you please help me do something else now? Like, can you make my bed?
Sure. The robot picked Itty up and plopped her in the bed. Then he started to tuck the bed around her.
Wait, I'm not going to bed.
You said make your bed. I make beds with people in them.
No, thanks. Okay, can you, can you mop?
Of course.
The robot got a bucket of water, and then, instead of grabbing a mop, he grabbed Itty.
Wait, what do you do? Blub, 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 blub.
The robot had dipped Itty into the water like a mop. Then he started to scrub the floor with her.
You are a fuzzy thing. I will use you to mop, it said.
No, I'm an animal. I am a cat.
How do you spell that?
I already told you, I can't read.
Fine. Well, you are still my mop.
Stop, she yelled.
I did not know that this mop could talk, said the robot. But it did stop.
Said Itty, okay. You know what? One last thing. Can you paint my walls for me? I was thinking a pretty pink and purple would be nice.
Of course, said the robot. He got the paint out, but then he started using Biddy's tail as a brush.
No, said Itty, not this.
Yes, your tail is thin and fuzzy like a brush.
Oh boy, I just hope that this robot doesn't clean toilets.
You want me to clean toilets? Okay, said the robot.
No, said Itty.
Just then, Biddy walked in.
Hi, Itty. What are you knowing about?
This robot wants to use me to clean a toilet.
Oh,
said Biddy.
That's not supposed to happen. Stop, robot.
But the robot didn't stop.
He started zooming around the house, dusting, mopping, everything. Help, said Itty, who was being used as the duster and mop. Wait, I don't know how to get it to stop.
No.
Call the robot contest people. They might be able to get it to stop.
So, Biddy speed dialed the phone.
Hello, this is Biddy. I was trying to build a robot for the contest, but it's using my friend as a mop. Please come here and help me stop it.
Well, before you could say robot gone wild, all of the people from the contest were there.
Here, we can help you, they said. And with one swift movement, they pulled the robot aside, ripped one of its wires, and the robot died with a long whomp.
Oh, thank you, said Itty. She was covered in paint, water, dust, and every other type of junk. Her foot was bandaged from when the vacuum had sucked it, and she was shivering from the chilly water.
I'm so sorry, Itty, said Biddy. I'll never build a robot again.
Why wouldn't you do that? Said Biddy. It was the most fun I've ever had in my life. The end.
Itty
and Biddy.
Itty and Biddy.
Kitty Tails.
Kitty Tails.
Woo!
Woo!
The moral of this story is, don't give your friend a robot you don't know how to use. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Itty and Biddy, Build a Robot. Thank you for listening.